What is up, beautiful people? Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I believe I have finally created the framework that is easily memorable and applicable to every and all asset classes of investing. This framework will be guaranteed to get you your success, your clarity, your confidence, your net worth increasing, and a whole bunch of cash flow and income. So sit with me for the next 10 to 15 minutes and let's change your freaking life. Ready? Let's rock. For those of you that are new to the show, welcome to the Action Academy podcast. I'm your host, Brian. Every single day, Monday through Friday, I help you earn your freedom in your life and business, get financial independence through real estate and business acquisition, and I sit freaking multimillionaires and billionaires in the car front seat with you. And guys, you probably found out about this podcast from somebody that you knew, liked, and trusted. So if that was the case, please pay it forward and send this episode or this podcast to one other person that you know, you like, and you trust so that we can help more people at scale. That is how the podcast grows, and that's how we will help 1 million people leave unfulfilling jobs by December 31st, 2025, which is my big, hairy, audacious goal for the show. Get it? Got it? Good. Sweet. So today's show topic is a framework that I have now created while writing my book. I am now 80,000 words deep, which is too much. I've got to cut about 20,000 words to submit it to the publisher for editing. The book release date will be probably November, December-ish. So stay on the lookout. Stay tuned for all of the further details on that. I'll be releasing the cover, the name. There's going to be a whole campaign on that. And I will also be getting with thousands of you guys to help do this together as a team, because this book was created as a team. And today, as I was finishing up one of my chapters on real estate and business investing, I noticed a recurring pattern and a recurring theme across every single different asset category and every single asset class over and over and over again. And I've noticed the same thing within our Action Academy community, because we don't focus on just one asset class. You'll have people doing multifamily, buying a 60-unit apartment complex. Then person B will be buying an 80-unit self-storage facility. Person C will be buying an Airbnb or two in the Poconos. Then you've got somebody else buying mobile home parks. It's all across the board. But what I've recognized and realized is that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So people lose their freaking minds in analysis paralysis trying to figure out what asset class to pick, right? You're like, do I want to do Airbnb, multifamily? Do I want to do BRRRs, flips, wholesaling? And people just spend years and years and years trying to figure out which way they're going to make millions of dollars, right? And the advice that I wrote down today was, I was like, if you just blindfold yourself and throw a dart at a freaking dartboard and decide to just commit to that asset class, you'll become a millionaire. You will hit financial freedom. So it doesn't really matter which one you pick to begin. It just matters that you execute on it. So today's framework is an execution strategy that could be applied to any singular asset class the same. If you apply this framework, you will be perfectly fine within that asset class. You will not only survive, but you will freaking thrive. Here is the framework. The framework that I've created is called the Hunt Method, H-U-N-T. And here's what these four letters represent. H stands for hunting for new deals. U stands for underwriting. N stands for negotiating offers. And T stands for team building or teamwork. So put together, these action categories represent lead generation, underwriting, offers sent, and team building. And I wholeheartedly believe that no matter what asset class you're pursuing, if you're trying to buy an Airbnb or trying to buy a small business, if you can categorize all of your actions into this one simple framework, the Hunt framework, you will be able to find your way to success, and you'll overcome analysis paralysis, and you can take a very complex situation and simplify it all the way down to its core basic habits and actions, which is what this framework represents. Because why do we not act? We don't act because we're so confused at the amount of information, we're overloaded, and we don't know what the next step is. Brandon Turner calls it your MINS, your most important next step. So with this framework, we're able to take it down and break it into four separate categories each and every week so that you know how to win the week. So what this would look like is lead generation. Obviously, you need to have a very strong weekly actionable focus on generating deal flow. Okay. This is if you're buying Airbnbs, multifamily, commercial properties, buying laundromats, it doesn't matter. Even if you own your own business, lead flow, you need customers. So that's marketing and sales, right? So if you focus and create actions and habits around lead flow, you're going to win, right? Category two is underwriting. If you don't have capital right now and you're listening to this and you don't have money and you're wondering how the heck are you going to buy real estate, buy businesses, section one, section two, get really good at finding deals and underwriting deals. So not only do you know how to find a lead, but you know that it's a good lead and you know exactly what you can offer on that to make it a home run deal for you and for your investors. Okay. So underwriting is probably the first skill that you should learn when you're beginning your real estate investing or investing career in general. Just learn how to look at a spreadsheet and put numbers in to make it make sense. What this does is it builds confidence, because remember, everyone gets analysis paralysis because they wait for the confidence to take action. But the reality is that action, little tiny bite-sized bits of action daily, are what yield the confidence. So if you are looking at these large deals and you're so scared of them and you're so intimidated by them, simply if you make it a goal to underwrite 20 deals per week, then by the end of a month, you've got 80 deals underwritten and you've seen just about everything under the sun, okay? So if you do that, then you'll become a very confident underwriter, which is an extraordinarily valuable skill set to the market, because I guarantee you anybody that has capital doesn't want to do the lead generation and they don't want to do the underwriting. They want to find other people that are really great at that and living in the spreadsheets, that are living on the streets, door knocking, cold calling, putting up signs, marketing, sending the direct mail, sitting in front of a spreadsheet, underwriting deals, plugging away. People with capital don't want to do that because they're doing the thing that's generating their capital. Does that make sense? That's what takes us to our third universal action category, negotiating offers. How many offers are you sending each and every week? So a good rule of thumb to begin with is the 100-10-1 rule, which is for every 100 leads, you should realistically assume that you'll be sending 10 offers on deals that meet your criteria and hopefully get one under contract. So for every 100 leads, you'll maybe close 1%. So that means 99% are going to be no's. And that's okay. That is part of the process. And that's what makes this a numbers game and completely removes all the emotion from it. Because the more that you know your numbers, the more you know that it's just a repetitive system. It's just execution. Brandon Turner and these guys are operating at such a high level because they are operating with this same playbook. Grant Cardone's guys are operating with this exact same playbook. It's always been a numbers game. So while each market cycle, and each asset class will have its different numbers that you find, if you do this for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, you'll be able to have a very crystal clear idea of what your numbers look like. So then by the end of the year, you can be able to look at your week and say, okay, I know that we need to get 2 deals under contract this month. So that's going to take this many offers sent and this many leads generated. So you can just break it down into the macro, you know, pieces and then execute on them. Which takes us to our fourth and final action category, which is team building, networking. I think that this is the one that will be the most important long-term wealth building move that nobody should gloss over, nobody should ignore. You should have it on your calendar and on your goal sheet to be actively networking each and every week, daily if you can. That could look like going to an in-person real estate meetup, participating in online discussions. This could look like posting content about what you're doing, engaging and commenting on other creators and other investors' content about what they're doing and what they're building. For me, this process is my business because I literally meet interesting people through the podcast. So it's crazy because my life right now, I could wake up on a Tuesday and I'll have 4 text messages introducing me to guys and girls worth $100 million or $1 billion via text that say, hey, this person should come on your show. They're like the largest real estate investor in California. And that's my day, every single day now. It's really cool. So guys, the podcast is a cheat code for this. So in summary, no matter what asset class you're investing in, apply the hunt method, apply the hunt framework to avoid and overcome analysis paralysis. That's hunting for new leads, underwriting opportunities, negotiating offers, and team building. If you just take these 4 categories and you bake your entire week, no matter where you are in your investing journey, what asset class, if you just bake all of your actions and habits across those 4 categories, I don't see how you lose. I think it's almost impossible for you to lose, because that's just statistically what I've seen over hundreds and hundreds of podcast interviews in hundreds and hundreds of instances within our own community. So speaking of which, this is the end of the episode and hopefully the beginning of your journey within the Action Academy community. If you guys loved what you heard today and you said, okay, I want to apply the Hunt framework, the Hunt method in my life, in my business today, I need somebody to hold me accountable. I need someone to show me what parameters are the correct ones. How do I underwrite? How do I submit? How do I scale? Guys, we have the answers for you. We have the people. It's within the Action Academy community. If you go in the show description, you can click the link, book a 15-minute call, and we'll walk you through it. If it's a fit, heck yeah, we'll ride off into the sunset. If it's not, cool. We'll just coach you for free, and I'll try to make whatever recommendation I can that best suits your needs. With that, guys, thank you so much for listening. Hopefully this helped you today, and go kill it this week. See ya.